So why don't, if you, I know you just answered that partially, but walk through what would happen in this particular site. Go ahead.
Standard copper zinc production. You have an ore body at depth containing the minerals. So to get to the minerals at depth, you have to mine the overburden. The materials in this case will be glacial till and other materials on top of the ore body. So you excavate that and place that in a waste rock facility. Once you get down into the ore itself, you and this is a blasting operation, truck shovel. You will excavate the rock. The rock can be anywhere from boulder size to pickup size material. You put it through a primary crusher. The rock will be crushed down to fist size, rock size. You'll send it to a secondary crusher. It goes down to pebble size, gravel size. That material then is placed into ball mills, large cylinders. You actually add iron balls to further crush the rock, and it basically comes down to a very fine sand. What you're trying to do is increase the surface area of the rock so that you can extract the minerals. You add surfactant chemicals, processing chemicals. In the copper zinc situation, you add air and you actually float on bubbles. You float the copper and the zinc on the surface of the bubbles with the surfactant. You extract that material and you produce about a 30%, 35% copper concentrate. That's dried, and it's basically in this case, it'd be railed either to, say, smelters in the United States, in Utah or Arizona, or it's put on ship and sent to offshore smelters. Once you've taken that fine sand rock, now you've extracted the copper and the zinc, that material then is sent to a tailings impoundment. It's the tail end of the processing. It goes to the tailings impoundment. Again, that's about one-third rock, two-thirds water in the tailings impoundments, which is lined. The rock settles down. You extract the water and send it back to the mill for reuse. In a nutshell, that's the mineral, the mining and mineral processing.
Is it the same for gold?
In the case of this deposit, if you're mining the large deposit, the gold would be recovered in the same process as a gold and silver byproduct, similar to, say, what Kennecott Minerals does in Utah. They produce
what kind of chemicals do they use to extract it, you see?
It's basically surfactants. It's I'm not quite sure of the actual chemical composition, but it's basically frothing agents and surfactants that actually pulls the minerals to the surface.
And that'd be something for the hearing for those guys that are here, Jim, is to find out what some of those chemicals are from a surfactant standpoint, both for this but in general. Any other questions?